What's up, guys? Today I want to talk to you a little bit about how much I love fixing problems for other people and how I want to extend that to you. You know, this morning I was just thinking about the fact that on social media we do a lot of talking about like goals and stuff, right? You know, if you look in captions or the kinds of things that we comment on each other's posts or the things that we share in our Instagram stories and things like that, right? It's all about goals, pursuing what we want to do, showing the highlights from our life, showing, you know, the steps that we're taking toward achieving, toward success. It's almost like this, it's like we're showing that we're pursuing greatness, and I'm telling you, I'm getting there, you know? Like, that's sort of the feeling that I get from a lot of social media. But then, once you go into like private conversations, what ends up happening is we start talking a lot about our problems, right? I'm unhappy at work, or, you know, I'm having this issue in my relationship, or this person at work is pissing me off all the time, or I'm broke, man. Like, I don't know what to do. Do you have advice for me for how to make some more money? Like, these are the kinds of conversations that come up in one-to-one conversation. When you look at social media, it seems like what people are truly chasing is success, achievement, reaching their goals, things like that. And so you would think from that, that the best content to make for people, if you want to help them, is you want to try and help them reach their goals. And that's largely the approach that I've been taking with my writing for the last few months that I've been doing it, is every day I sit down and I'm like, how can I help this person do the thing that they want to do, right? But then today I was looking back through my blog posts, just looking for some inspiration, something to talk about, you know, something that I could clarify more, something like that. But as I was looking through, I realized all of the posts that gave me the most energy in making them, the things that I really cared about, were about fixing problems. It wasn't so much about here's how you gain success in this area. It was about here's how you deal with this thing that almost certainly is going to come up in your life. This is a way to deal with it more gracefully or peacefully, or, you know, be happier on the other side of it. Not only is that the kind of stuff that actually gives me more energy and that I really enjoyed writing, but it's also the stuff that you guys are interacting with the most. When I've talked about stoicism, right? I love stoicism because it's helped me in so many ways to deal with like really hard issues or keep a level head in sort of frustrating situations. And like, it's a really great approach to self-control and like keeping my mind calm and under control in any situation, right? And my writing around stoicism and how I apply it and how you can apply it to different issues in life is some of the writing that has gained the most traction with you guys. And then a couple days ago, I actually wrote about employee engagement, which is very off topic for me a little bit. It was, you know, I don't really talk about corporate company culture type things too much because really, I like to focus on the self more. But anyways, I talked about employee engagement and how, you know, many people become disengaged at work and, you know, how you can get engaged for your own sake, not for the company's sake, even if the company sucks ass, right? I talked about that. And then this guy DM'd me on Instagram and, you know, said that he read that post, read the carousel on Instagram, because I do like swipeable posts there. He read that and he said that it really resonated with him because he's got this job that's highly sought after. He gets paid well. It's like, you know, a big job. He told me a little bit about it. And he said that he could not be more disengaged and disinterested in it. And it felt like he was like telling me that because, oh, this guy knows what I'm going through. I wonder if he has anything that can help me through this. And, you know, so I talked to him a little bit. And so I really realized, like, when I got that DM of this guy giving me more context on his issue, I'm like, yes, this is what I want. This is the interaction I want. I want people to come to me with their problems so that I can help them fix it. And I realized that is truly my thing. That's what I like doing. Even ever since high school, like, in high school, I had several friends who get really depressed, and I took it upon myself, and I like to think that I did a good job of it, to help pull them out of that depression and help them, you know, see the light at the end of the tunnel in a way. And so I've always done that, and I've always liked doing that ever since, you know, I started to really understand people and have something, you know, have something to say to help in high school. Ever since then, I've really loved doing that. So I really like solving problems rather than trying to tell you how to achieve success. And truly, I think that solving problems will make you happier, especially in the short term, than whatever success you might get. Because with success, the needle always moves, right? Like, you hit one goal and you immediately set another one because now you've gotten where you're going, but you still need somewhere to go. And so success is almost like a bittersweet feeling, because you get the thing, but now you don't have anything to chase. And it's the chase that really feels good. But problems are different, because with problems, you solve the problem and it's like an immediate payoff, and then you don't have to deal with it anymore. And that's the reward, is being done with it. And so to an extent, like, solving problems is, it's a lot more fun to try and do. So in a nutshell, that's essentially what I truly love. I love solving problems. That's what I'm good at. I love fixing things for people and reducing their pain and suffering. So today I want to leave you with just a little actionable thing to think about, you know, coming off of this sort of me talking about myself, writing sort of thing. Today's a little bit self-centered, but let me leave you with this. I truly think that most problems can be solved with a little bit more self-control. You know, problems are always going to arise in life. They will happen whether you have $1 million in the bank or you owe $1 million to the IRS. You're going to have issues in life. Every issue, though, breaks down into two categories. The first is the things that you can change. And so for any problem that you can change, you need to have the self-control and the audacity to actually do the action and go through the steps to affect positive change on the issue, right? So for problems you can change, change them. But then for anything that you can't change, you need to learn to A, try to let it go. Some things are just unchangeable and you got to deal with them. And then some things are unchangeable and they still affect you really deeply. But I promise you that there is a way, and stoicism is kind of my method for this, but there is a way to take problems that you can't change and be at peace with them. There is a way to do that. The way that you can do that is to learn to control your emotions. Our emotions come up from a piece of our brain called the amygdala. The amygdala is what we call the lizard brain. It's the smallest part of your brain, and it's at the bottom, like the base of your brain. It's literally the basis of the neuron, like, structure of your brain. And you have sort of like three layers, right? And then the outermost layer, the latest layer that was developed in evolution, is sort of the prefrontal cortex, which is like your thinking, logical part of your brain, right? So what happens with emotions is they start as a feeling in the amygdala, which is simply chemical saying something is wrong, okay? That gets kicked up through the layers of your brain until it hits logic. And when it hits logic, that feeling gets a story applied to it, because now we have to assign meaning and reason to the feeling that arose from the amygdala. So what ends up happening is we feel something, then we ascribe a story to it. We tell ourselves that that story about why that feeling is happening is true. And as long as the story is still true, we keep feeling that feeling. But here's what you can do. You can stop the feeling at the amygdala. You don't have to let your emotions rise up through the layers of your brain. You can at any time take the logical thinking part of your brain, block it from feeling those emotions, and then start something new that goes back down through the layers. So, example, you're angry, right? You're super mad. You realize logically with your prefrontal cortex, I'm mad right now. Now what you do is you say, well, how can I counteract that? I want to be happy. If you smile, intentionally smile while you're angry, I promise you, you will notice you stop getting angry really fucking fast. So you feel an emotion come up, it hits your logical part of your brain, logical part of your brain replaces that, and then now that you're smiling, you're doing something intentionally that is going to change physiologically what you're feeling. That goes into your logical part of your brain. It tells your brain, hey, there's nothing actually going on here. The story that you're telling yourself is not true anymore. Goes back down the layers, quiets the amygdala. You're not mad anymore. That's a very basic explanation of that, and it's not that easy, and that is a skill and a practice and something that you have to develop. But I'm telling you, it's possible. You can control your emotions in that way, and that's a very sort of basic example of it. And something else just to remember, you know, while we're talking about having this sort of self-control and controlling your emotions, not letting things get to you, a lot of it too is comparison. A lot of the stories that we tell ourselves that make us feel bad is when we look at our life and we look at the way that things are and the amount of effort that we've put in, but everything's not right yet. And then we go on Instagram and we see that guy who's our same age, who seems to be making way more money than us, traveling way more than us, and they just seem way happier. We see that and we're like, damn, if only I could be where he is, why have I not achieved that if I've been doing all the same things? Well, don't think like that. Comparison is the easiest way to become unhappy, and you don't know what they're going through. That guy who's traveling all the time, seems to be making way more money, could be massively in debt, didn't pay his taxes, so he owes back taxes, and every dollar that he makes is actually going to the IRS, and all of his travels could be ruining his relationship. Did you ever think about those things? In fact, that actually might be a little trick that you can use when you start to compare yourself to other people. Start thinking about all the things that could be wrong with their life so that you don't have to feel as bad about yours. I don't know if that's a good strategy, but it seems like it would be effective, but I'm not sure it's the best for your mental health. So I know I've been a little bit all over the place today, but essentially what I want to say to you is I want to help. I want to solve problems. That's really what I enjoy doing. And so if I can solve any problems for you, please, like, leave a comment on the video, send me an email, leave me a DM, whatever you want to do, reach out, tell me what you're struggling with, and then I want to help you one-on-one, especially right now, because I don't really have a huge audience, so it's not like I'm doing this every day, and so I can answer one-on-one, and then I also want to use that as inspiration for these videos and blog posts and things like that, so that, you know, I can help more people with the nuances of what you're going through. So if you have something like that, I would love to hear about it. I would love to try and help you with it. And I would love to use that as inspiration to help other people too. And I think that's all that I have for you today. This has been an interesting one for me. I hope it's been interesting for you. And I will talk to you soon.